Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And what I've done today is I've grabbed some shows that, as we go forward here, that I might actually listen to. And today we're listening to a show called The Speaking Show by David Newman. The description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, The Speaking Show with David Newman is focused on a core audience of speakers, consultants, and experts who want instant action strategies, advice, and insights to grow your motivational speaking down by the river and public speaking business. It doesn't actually have the down by the river part there. David is the founder of the Speaker Profit Formula. Everyone together. Ooh. Mentoring program, and has helped over 550 entrepreneurs and executives market smarter and speak more profitably. His website is doitmarketing.com/podcast. And when you go there, it says The Speaking Show with David Newman, a top 50 business podcast in iTunes, top 10 podcasting and marketing and management. And then this is the one I was like, oh boy, 579 ratings and reviews. Yeah, for the record, that's social proof. And the other fun thing is when you go to Apple Podcasts, in this case, or Apple iTunes, I'm on the desktop, he has 550. So that's not good. Oops, somebody lost 29 reviews, and it's the number one show for speakers and experts who want to speak more profitably. So we'll be listening to that right after this.
The following is an opinion. And only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go.
This is The Speaking Show. I'm David Newman, and you're tuned in to the number one podcast for speakers, consultants, and experts who want to speak more profitably.
All right, that's clear. Voice guide now. That's cool. All right, come on.
I am here with digital badass and copywriting guru,
all right,
Tanya Daca. Welcome to the show.
I'm screaming and I don't know why. That's all right.
Thanks for having me. It's quite an honor.
So, you know, we've done over 100 episodes, Tanya, and I don't think we've ever done a single show about copywriting.
Really?
Yet, I know, it's crazy. Yet, it is one of the most important, if not the most important things that people need to grow their business and articulate their fabulousness and get attention from prospects. So let's zoom out 50,000 feet, share a little bit about your journey with copywriting and what brought you to what you're doing today. And then we'll talk about what you're doing today and into the future.
Like you said, it's the most important thing, especially online. Obviously, offline businesses can function, but there still has to be ad copy written at some point. There still has to be marketing material, naming, and all of that. So it's a critical hinge in the process, if nothing else. You know, there are multiple pillars at play. There's also the visual and branding and that sort of thing. But if you can't speak in emotion, you can't really sort of bring people into your space and into your world. The number one thing, okay, you said my journey, I got off on the wrong tangent. So I guess it's my brooding Scorpio is what brought me to copywriting. And it's like, I was doing intern work for a prolific author who had already written like 50 titles on Amazon and all of that. And he had been a copywriter before. So I was doing a little bit of his ebooks and blog.
For the record, she lost me. I know she said she took a tangent, but what?
Blogs and that sort of thing. And I was like, I can't do this long form stuff. I don't have the attention span for it. And I had little children and I had started this thing so that I could learn how to function in the world of motherhood without dying. I ended up doing this writing internship and found out how much I really love copy. I didn't really have an idea of how deeply emotion played into it until I got in really deep and I was like, oh, yeah, I made the right choice. That's how I got to where I am. And I've been doing copy since 2011, but I've not been doing it like full time. This is my job. This is my gig for about 3 years. And I get to write for 6 and 7 figure businesses. Some of them are consulting. I have some product-based business. So it's all fun stuff.
So here's the thing. He said copywriting is important and it's the first time we've talked about it. And somehow she took that as the question was, tell us a little bit about yourself, apparently.
Yeah, that's totally fantastic. Well, again, just
totally fantastic.
Basic foundational stuff. I think we have to make it clear to folks that when Tanya talks about copywriting, when I talk about copywriting, we're not talking about that little C in a circle. Trademark 2019, 2020, 2021. What we're talking about is writing marketing language that sells, like your website, your LinkedIn profile, your emails, your subject lines, your landing pages, things like that. Language on those pages is known as sales copy or marketing copy.
Nice. 101.
I'll tell you, I've seen all the crazy mistakes, and I'm sure you have too, especially when you say you work with a lot of consultants, you work with a lot of speakers. These people have an ego. One of the first things that I see, and maybe you've seen this too, is a lot of I, me, and my messaging. How do we get rid of that? How do we start to turn that around when you see that on a client's website? How do you gently break it to them that, dude, that's not going to work?
I don't know how to gently do anything. So I don't really do gently. Someone just pinged me and they said, I need a quote for this. And I took a look at the sales page. I was like, oh my God. I said, I'm sorry. This is why you don't have any sales. But that was it. It's like, you just have to bring the light to them. They land on a site where somebody else is talking about themselves throughout the whole site. They're not going to be triggered. They have to think of it in that way. They have to think about it, you know, what makes them want to buy.
Not only are we service providers and professionals, we're also buyers. So I think one of the things that you're saying is maybe a little bit of self-awareness comes when we take off our consultant or internet marketer hat and put on our buyer hat. Take your name off that sales copy, put someone else's name in there, and see if you'd be compelled to do business with them.
Yes, exactly. I tell my list people all the time, you know, go and take a look, read your stuff. You know, would you buy it if it wasn't yours? In their minds, I don't know if it's that they are all egocentric or whatever, but I think it's more like, this is my space. So everybody's going to come and see what I do. So I'm just going to tell them what I do. And they do it in more of like a brochure fashion. So it feels really cold, really distant, really like standoffish.
What?
You think in terms of what their biggest takeaway from working with you is and feed it from that position.
What's up with the sound effects?
You'll be in a much better place for conversions.
Yeah, no, that's so on point. And, you know, this also reminds me of when you say put yourself in your buyer's shoes as objectively as you possibly can. The great David Ogilvy once said about advertising and copywriting that you need to enter the conversation already happening in the prospect's mind.
Yes.
That sounds good on paper. Your clients might be saying, well, Tanya, okay, great. How do I do that? And of course, the step before that is you have to really know your clients. You have to know your buyers. How do people get to know their buyers' wants, needs, triggers, fears, hopes, dreams, etc.?
Honestly.
All right, there are a couple things here. He keeps asking really good questions. What's interesting is he, and this isn't a huge, but he loves a good buildup. You know, all is well in the world. God is in the sky. You know, horses in the yard. Dogs are barking. Cats are meowing. What do you think about such and such? That's not a bad thing. It just, there are times that I'm like, is there a question in there? And then he finally gets to the question. It sounds like that's the way Dave talks. He's a high energy guy. Nothing wrong with that. And I thought his questions were good. I'm not sure this is a great guest. That first question, especially, I'm not sure I would have left that in if that was me. That was, she was kind of all over the place. And that was the first question, and he could have set that up. And this is one thing I don't think people realize. You can fix a interview in post. Like he could have said, you know, today we're interviewing Tanya Daka. And I don't think most people realize how important copywriting is. Copywriting is the site. And he could have set that all up right now. Here's our talk with Tanya. And then he could have got right to an actual copywriting question. But all in all, you know, the guest is a little echoey. What are you going to do? It's a guest. She's probably using a Blue Yeti. But I thought he asked really good questions. I like the intro was quick and short. He's very high energy and that's fine. It just, he sounded like someone that was, you know, hey, almost like a sports announcer guy. But that's okay. When you look at his titles, they're actually really good. Speaking is PR, Smart Online Strategies, It's the Economy, Dummy, Turn Surveys into Sales, The Gig Economy, Email Marketing Success. So it looks like it's, yes, it's about speaking, but it's also mainly kind of just SEO, getting, you know, the stand-up trainer, humor that works. So I would actually listen to this show. I just have to get used to Dave, and I have to realize that he is a high energy guy, and that's fine. I'm sure if I meet him, he would come up and say, Dave, it's really great to meet you. I just want to make sure you realize I'm not poking fun at his voice. Just that first impression was kind of like, wow, this guy is high energy. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. The website, podcastrodeoshow.com. Go out there, click on the Fiverr button, and you'll have your show right here. Now, if you want a full review, all you have to do is go out to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where myself and Eric K. Johnson go over every single inch of your podcast and your website and tell you what you're doing right and tell you those things that maybe you could be doing better. Check that out at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.